This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. Iranian military personnel are on the ground in Ukraine, assisting the Russian military with the drone operations that have been terrorizing the country and targeting power facilities. We'll get more on the story from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The news came from the Pentagon and National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on Thursday. Kirby told reporters the U.S. has evidence that Iranian forces were working in an annexed region of Ukraine, helping the Russians launch drone attacks against key targets.
We can confirm that Russian military personnel that are based in Crimea have been piloting Iranian UAVs, using them to conduct strikes across Ukraine, including strikes against Kyiv in just recent days. We assessed that Iranian military personnel were on the ground in Crimea and assisted Russia in these operations.
Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder told reporters that Russia has turned to countries such as Iran and North Korea for additional ammunition and weapons because its weapons stockpiles are dwindling. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday called British Prime Minister Liz Truss, later telling reporters she was a good partner in supporting Ukraine to defend itself against Russian aggression. Biden declined to weigh in on her resignation. The president did add that the British are going to solve their problem. Biden dismissed any potential spillover effects from the political turmoil of the United States' oldest ally. Truss stepped down after her unfunded tax-cutting agenda crashed the British pound, raised borrowing costs, and triggered financial market turmoil. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. There is word that 3 out of every 4 Twitter workers could lose their jobs should Elon Musk buy the company. AP correspondent Tim McGuire explains.
The Washington Post, citing documents and unnamed sources, reports billionaire Elon Musk, should he go through with his purchase of Twitter, would gut the company's workforce by as much as 75%, dropping it from some 7,500 to less than 2,000 people. Wedbush analyst Dan Ives says that might attract investors, but it would set the company back years. Experts and Twitter's own staff said earlier drastic cuts could lead to an overrun of harmful content and spam, which Musk himself has warned against. Twitter and a representative for Musk, attorney Alex Spiro, did not immediately respond to messages seeking comment. I'm Tim McGuire.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has rejected an appeal over President Biden's student debt plan. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has rejected an appeal from a Wisconsin taxpayers group seeking to stop the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. Barrett did not comment in turning away the appeal from the Brown County Taxpayers Association, which has also lost rounds in lower federal courts. The group wrote in its Supreme Court filing that it needed an emergency order to put the program on hold because the administration could be canceling outstanding student debt as soon as Sunday. Justice Barrett oversees emergency appeals from Wisconsin and neighboring states. She acted on her own without involving the rest of the court. Other legal challenges to the student debt plan are still pending. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dominican Republic has approved a request by a trading firm to export more than 20,000 gallons of diesel to Haiti for use principally in hospitals, according to letters seen by Reuters, as gangs continue blocking a key fuel terminal in Haiti. Fuel shortages created by the gang blockade have left Haitian hospitals without diesel to power their generators, which are the only way they can ensure consistent electricity due to the chronic outages in Haiti's power grid. Most hospitals have curtailed or stopped operations in recent weeks, just as the country is facing a cholera outbreak on top of a humanitarian crisis driven by shortages of food and water. The United Nations has discussed sending a military force to confront the gangs and reopen the terminal. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.